And now we go out to Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our good buddy Jake Trotter covers the Browns for ESPN. And, boy, this has been a quiet first season for you, Jake. Not a whole lot to write about.
Yeah, nothing going on here. Very boring.
Just real quiet. I bet it's hard to find page clicks. What did you make of certainly the we know the incident, the shock of it, but then everything that followed from both an organization standpoint, from Miles' standpoint, and from how that team responds to it? How do you think they will?
Well, I think that's the question. You know, Baker talked about this yesterday. We'll have to see. And I agree with that. You know, I don't know how they're going to respond. And it's kind of a two-week response because of the schedule.
Right.
You know, they're going to play Pittsburgh the next week. So this circus off the field is going to continue, you know, well into next week, past the Pittsburgh game as well. This team has had so many crazy, bizarre, weird things happen to it, a lot of it self-inflicted, that I don't know how they'll respond. Now, the other part of it is, you know, how do you respond, not just mentally and emotionally, how do you respond losing your best defensive player on top of what you've already lost? When you talk about guys like, Morgan Burnett, so on and so forth, Ogunjobi's going to be out this game. And, like, I just don't know. You know, it hasn't been a great defense all year. It's had its moments. But when you lose a guy like that, that is really difficult to overcome. And, you know, we'll see what kind of pass rush they can put together without him.
Yeah, well, if ever a week to be missing some guys to be playing the Miami Dolphins, what do you expect? What's the energy? I expect this team to come out and actually throttle the Dolphins. And there's multiple layers to it, right? Jarvis Landry playing an old team. You're always very motivated. It's like taking your girlfriend out on a date in front of your ex-girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to convince that my new team's better in all this situation. But how do you expect this team, with all their issues and all the noise around it, as has been there all year, to go out and play on Sunday?
Yeah, you would think that might be possible. But then again, who is this team throttled this year? Other than, of all people, the Baltimore Ravens, which continues to look stranger by the week. I don't know if Baltimore's going to lose again this season, the way that they've been playing. So, I mean, I think they could play well. I don't think they're going to lose. This is a team that they should put away. But, you know, they just haven't been able to do that this year. I mean, even last week against Pittsburgh, you know, before the melee, this Browns offense, you took away Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb, and that's the offense you were playing with. And yet, Pittsburgh was still able to kind of hang around because the offense, the Browns offense at full, you know, capacity was not able to put them away. You know, the Dolphins have been frisky at times, so I'm not picking, you know, a blowout. I mean, I think they could cover, but, just watching this team all year and the penalties and the turnovers, although they've been very good at that lately, it's hard to see them blowing anybody out the way that they've been so inconsistent on either side of the ball.
Jake Trotter, ESPN, covering the Browns, joining us, the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. What do you make of this Baker season? He's been better recently, but we still haven't seen, you know, even a full game of this offense the way that we thought it would look. It is one of the most amazing stats that I could ever dream up, that Odell Beckham Jr. has one touchdown catch on the season this far in. It makes absolutely no sense. It seems like in script, the first 15 or 20 plays, there's a real rhythm and purpose to what they're doing offensively, and then after that, it seems like it's pretty wayward. What do you make of what you're seeing of a guy who you covered at Oklahoma and know very well?
I think he's playing better. He looks more confident out there. It was really strange watching him through the first 6-7 games, really before the bye, right? I didn't recognize Baker Mayfield the way he was playing. Floating outside the pocket randomly, it was like consciously or subconsciously wasn't trusting his protection, wasn't accurate with the football. And you're seeing a lot of that come back. Now, why is that the case? Well, I think the guys around him are playing better. I think he's getting more comfortable with guys like Odell Beckham. They have really changed their strategy in that, like, we don't care what the coverage is. We're going to throw the ball to Odell Beckham in the first quarter. And I think that's kind of helped loosen some things up for them offensively in the way the defenses are approaching their offense. But I think that he just looks more comfortable for whatever reason. And you see it on the field. Hasn't really thrown an interception in four games now. I don't count that shovel pass in New England. I mean, that wasn't a traditional interception. So over the last four games, if you take that Utah pass out, the shovel pass out, He's got 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's 14th in QBR over that span. Maybe not even then what we expected, but he's way better right now than what we saw. And I think that you're confident. If you thought that this is your franchise guy, your confidence is gradually being restored in that and the way he's played.
And Jake, how much has Kareem Hunt being back in the lineup the last few weeks attributed to the overall Browns offense getting a little bit of, you know, juice? Gosh, we talked about over and over about back against, who was it, Buffalo? When you know, there are certain times on the field where him and Chubb together were a problem. How much more can they expand kind of that package up there in Cleveland?
Well, it helped them find their offensive identity, which is something else that they were missing. I mean, it was like week to week, you didn't really know what they were going to do. They're going to be under center. They're going to be empty all the time. You know, some games they wouldn't give the ball to Nick Chubb very much, and other times they'd give it to him every down, including on like 4th and 9. So it feels like that they have settled into their best version of themselves, which is the 2-back set, Odell on one side, Jarvis on the other, and eventually David Njoku at tight end. That is going to be, I think, the best offense that they can put on the field. You know, before, you know, when Nick Chubb would get gassed, they'd put in Dontrell Hilliard, and then you'd have only really 2 playmakers defenses would have to worry about. Right now, you can put 4 out there a lot of the time because Hunt takes so much pressure off of Chubb. And Hunt's ability to lead block, catch passes, move around, I think has really made the offense work where you can play both guys together. And, you know, getting back to Baker Mayfield, he has a lot of experience with these 2-back sets. His second year at Oklahoma, he had Joe Mixon, he had Samaje Perine, and they played those guys together a lot as well. So I think there's a lot of comfortability. You see the identity beginning to emerge, and really through the first half of the season, they didn't have any of that, and that's why they played so poorly.
Jake, I'll get you out of here on this one. I'm going to lean on your past covering Oklahoma and where they sit. I know you still check them out and pay attention to the Big 12. You know that league very well still. The idea of the Big 12 not getting a team in, do you think Oklahoma's obviously their only shot? Is there enough ahead of them for them to handle it? We know that they love brands in the playoff, and we know that they love stories, and Jalen Hurts provides that, and Oklahoma is a brand. But is there enough remaining on their schedule, do you think, in order to get back in?
Not without help. You know, the thing that's really hurt Oklahoma this year, speaking of brands, Texas, for the 10th consecutive season, has at least 4 losses, and they're not going to make the Big 12 title game. It's really been a disappointing season for Tom Herman down there. So with Texas being down again, you're probably looking at a rematch with Baylor in the championship game. The committee definitely does not give Baylor a lot of respect because of Baylor's non-conference schedule. By the way, OU's non-conference schedule was not very good this year either. What helps them is they've got Oklahoma State left, and Oklahoma State might be a top 20 team when they play next weekend, the day before the Cleveland-Pittsburgh rematch. That game is going to be on primetime, I believe. So if Oklahoma is going to make a statement, it's probably going to be then more so than the Big 12 championship rematch against the team they already beat. But they're going to need help. They're going to need Oregon to lose. They're going to need Utah to lose. The committee continues to give Alabama the benefit of the doubt, even though, by the way, the Crimson Tide haven't beat anybody themselves.
Absolutely.
This season, and won't, because they only play Auburn. You know, sort of a solid but certainly not great Auburn team. But that's the way it works. You know, some teams are in the committee's favor. Other conferences are not. And that's why this year I think you're going to see Clemson, the winner of Ohio State, Penn State, and then 2 SEC teams in the playoff.
Wow, that'd be good. That's interesting. I give Oklahoma a little more than you. I think they could get in on a brand conversation over Utah, but we'll see if it is. That's the way it breaks out. Always appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for the time.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Jake Trotter, ESPN, joining us on the Brian Heaton Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.